is no fun. And snakes and storms never broke my bones. So
welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Dave with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Before we get started, I just have to send out a special thanks to one of our newer members of the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, business, building, or municipality, it relies on the movements of the pumps they provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should think of Kentuckiana Pump Sales as your first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Harold and Mark will find out exactly what you need. Utility sump, affluent grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Also, appreciate Adam and his staff for bringing
around.
Thank you for bringing by Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special. This is my favorite one. I say it every week. 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink.
How much?
$9.39. It's genius. Perfect for watch parties, holiday parties, or your lunch or dinner. Order online at wingzone.com or the three Louisville locations, Heights Point, Poplar Level Road, and now open on Dixie Highway across from Holy Cross High School.
Class is in session. My original apology, I don't know if you heard on the way over here, Chrissy, that I'm not educated on my women's basketball team like I should be.
Oh, I heard.
I just wanted to, I didn't want to make it awkward. I didn't want to do fake takes. I didn't want to do any of that. I wanted to say, hey.
No, go ahead.
Middays with Chrissy Banna begins right now.
We kicked Steve out for a while ago.
Where are you at on nightgowns?
Jesus Christ.
Yes, no, maybe. Nightgowns?
Is that a real question?
Yeah, like nightgowns. To
Charity, if you're listening and you need help, call me. Call me.
No, he needs help.
I got you. No, she needs help getting out of that.
Okay, but you do finger gloves for the scrolling.
Like the tech gloves?
Yes.
I
felt terrible this morning, Steve.
I don't think you should feel terrible for those.
I meant to tell you that.
Wait, what are finger gloves? Like the fingerless gloves?
No, the gloves that have like the little padding on them so you can use your phone while your gloves are on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the tech gloves.
Okay, it started with the Crocs, just to catch people up. It started with the Croc conversation.
Yeah. I like Crocs.
Then it graduated to, I felt like the embarrassment of the Croc that I enjoyed so much, I felt that same shame this morning, because you go to the car and you kind of sometimes you're cold but you want to just kind of man up and stuff, and I pulled out the gloves and I was scrolling and I was typing with my new finger gloves and
touched your car. I was it's a little too much.
I literally did it, and I felt shame in my body, just it just swelled.
I'll tell you what, to your point, I had a rental car a couple weeks ago, and it was had a heated steering wheel.
Let me tell you, I had a heating steering wheel in my Jeep.
Oh.
And when I got my Tahoe, before we had the baby, I didn't make sure that it had a heated steering wheel.
Oh, man.
Huge regret.
It changed. I agree with you.
You will never go back after you have a heated steering wheel.
It was nice, dude. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah. I had no idea. I saw the button for it, and I was like,
I'll never buy another vehicle without one.
Yeah. It was great.
But we all know I'm habitually cold. Like, it's 80 degrees outside, and I've probably got a hoodie on. Like,
you did say
I'm cold.
You've always said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thanks.
I was going to say, catch us up. Catch us up on the season.
And well,
there are some people like me as well who've been cleaning up our issues over here at heart. I'm the men's basketball guy. I've been cleaning up my issues.
I get
help us transition a little bit.
I get it. I mean, we're ranked 18th in the country right now, so pretty far below what we're used to seeing from a Jeff Walls team in recent history.
Which is good, I mean,
don't start off apologizing.
We've taken a few losses, but that's okay. This is a team where we got in a few good transfers, a few really, really good transfers.
I was going to say, could you do that for me? Could you rewind? Coming to the summer additions.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there.
Perfect.
You know, coming off a season where we lost a player like Emily Inksler, there were a lot of questions. What was Jeff going to do to kind of fill the holes there? Mm-hmm. Chelsea was gone. Emily was gone. So we brought in Chris Lincar. We brought in Morgan Jones. We brought in Josie Williams, all who are great transfers.
Expected to bring what in particular?
Josie averaged a double-double last year. She's a big, she's pretty tall. I think she's 6'5", 6'6". She's pretty tall.
When Olivia was in here, she gave her a lot of props in the summer.
Yeah. And to that note, bringing Josie in was going to allow Olivia to play more at the four and play more in her natural position, which isn't something we particularly saw last night because Josie didn't play last night. But we have seen throughout the season so far that Olivia's gotten to really thrive in that natural position because we do have more depth this year.
Natural position versus Jeff Walls trying to tinker?
Jeff Walls always tinkers. Mm-hmm. And you see that a lot, especially early in the season, where he's really trying to figure out what lineups he likes best, what works for him, what works for his game plan. And he does a really good job about working through those little kinks before we get into ACC play, before we head into tournament season. He did it a little bit last night, too. We didn't play Josie last night. Ohio State's a smaller team, so we played a little bit smaller. Hindsight, maybe should have seen her a little bit. Yeah.
Right.
Chris Lincar, great shooter. Morgan Jones, excellent shooter. I don't know if you all remember, but it's very well ingrained in my brain that Morgan Jones dropped 23 against Louisville last year. Will not forget that. She's brought a lot to this team. Dave last night called her an agent of chaos because she's very, very good 96% of the time, and that other 4%, she plays very chaotically. And we saw that a little bit last night. She had 3 fouls in the first half. We didn't see her for most of the third quarter, which, again, hindsight, probably should have brought her back in a little bit sooner.
Sure.
And we've also got the addition of Nyla Harris, who's a true freshman, and she is really starting to thrive and find her role on this team as well. We knew she was going to be good coming in, and you're really starting to see her translate her talent into the college D1 level.
Out of the newcomers, who catches your eye the most? Just like, and I say newcomer, like sometimes I want to say young newcomer, sometimes I want to say just who's a fan favorite of yours? Just like a, you know, just.
I'm a big Morgan Jones fan. I like Morgan Jones. I liked watching her play last year and in previous years. I was really excited when it was announced that she was coming to Louisville because I knew that she would be a good fit here. And I think we recruited her before she ever committed to Florida State. So seeing her fit in to this team.
Validation on your part? Like, I knew this was going to work?
Yeah. And not have to... Listen, I'm glad we're not having to defend her anymore. That's huge for us. And something else I really like about Morgan and CeCe, they're both transfers from other ACC schools.
I was about to say
Which is a big deal because going into ACC play, they already know what to expect from these other teams. They know what Louisville basketball is and what Louisville basketball is about, and they know what it's like to play in the ACC. So they just have that little extra preparedness coming into
conference. Does that give Jeff Walls an advantage in the transfer portal by going like in conference? Like, is he particularly doing that in conference, or is he just looking to fill in?
I think overall he does just look to fill in, but sure, of course it gives him an advantage to look within the ACC.
Because I'm wondering,
he's done it before.
Would I rather get people from this conference,
right?
If I was going to do, you know,
Emily Inksler.
I mean,
of course it gives you an advantage because they already know who they're playing against.
Is there a meshing issue with the team at all? Like,
I wouldn't call it an issue, and this is something that's been addressed even in the off season. It was addressed.
Yeah.
There's not a meshing issue,
sure,
but there are so many new pieces to this team this year that it is going to, and you're seeing it take a little bit longer to gel. They will get there. They're very talented top to bottom. They're going to be very, very good. They're going to do very well in the ACC. But yes, it is taking a little longer for them to gel than past teams.
Where does it show the most in the process of trying to gel?
Fresh off last night, the defense, which historically we have very good defensive teams, very, very good defensive teams. So it's really sticking out to me that, you know, we didn't play so well on the defensive end last night.
Is it on ball pressure? Is it rotations? Is it
It's a lot of people figuring out where they need to be and learning how to play off of each other.
Defensively.
So, yeah, they'll get there.
So is Coach Walls, in your opinion, you know, first couple of games, big picture, is he coaching, doing the short-term teaching? Is he coaching, like, doing the, I'm going to spend this whole season to get ready for my tournament run? Because I, like, you know, when I look at his situation, when I look at the women's team situation overall, I feel so guilty. Because I'm like, when your expectations are so high, it's like saying 18 is, you know, you came in here almost apologizing by saying 18, and I'm just like, Jeff Walls almost has to coach like championship or bust. Like, is he, I don't want him skipping the process of just gelling a team the right way, or just, I gotta have these kids ready for the, you know, for the tournament only, because, you know, everybody just looks, you hate to say it, but sometimes people just wait to the end of the season and say, okay, now I'm in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, is he doing the process?
Yeah, he's always coaching long term, I think, and I think that's why he tinkers with lineups so much so early in the season, so that he knows when we're playing those bigger games. And not to say we're not playing big games early in the year. Jeff Walls is very well known for having a very difficult out of conference schedule. Mm-hmm. All the teams that we've lost to this year are tournament teams.
You're right.
And they will be again this year. They're going to be tournament teams. Mm-hmm. So he does. And I don't mean to sound apologetic when I say 18. Mm-hmm. However, sitting at 18 is just something we're not used to.
Yeah.
We're spoiled.
Yeah.
Jeff Walls has spoiled us. We're just not used to it.
Is he doing things to keep it fresh? You know, we have returning players. Like, what is he doing? I guess he added a slide. Keep it fresh. What you know about Jeff Walls, what does he do when he feels like people are too frustrated or, you know?
Sits him on the bench.
Yeah.
Makes him cool off. Take a second. Take a breath.
I was thinking more of big picture. Like, okay, you got expectations. It's a long season. You know, everybody's meshing. You know, everybody's kind of intense. Big picture, we got to, you know, sometimes you have to take a deep breath in the middle of the season. Don't panic because we're 18. What do you feel like he does to keep them from panicking about being 18? Or are they taking it in stride?
They'll take it in stride. And something he's very good at isn't necessarily, obviously he's good at coaching on court, but something he's very good about is mentoring them.
Yeah, that's kind of what
if
I was asking.
He knows that one of his players is frustrated, he's very inclined to sit them down and have a long conversation with them and get to the bottom of it. Mm. Almost like basketball therapy.
Yeah,
he's going to figure out what's causing their panic and what they can do to fix that on the court. And he's really good. He's very aware of the mental health and the status of his players.
Do you have an example without giving, you know, without detailing anything like that?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
like a story or something.
We've had, you know, a player or two that has taken time away from the team at different moments. Mm-hmm. And it was something he's also very good at is protecting his players. He's not going to walk into a press conference and spill details about what's going on with him. You can use context clues.
Yeah.
But in those instances, he allows those players to take the time that they need, gather themselves, figure out what they need to do to before they can return to the team and really make an impact on the court.
Texter wants to know about Alexis Mobley.
Alexia?
Yeah, Alexia.
She has a foot injury. She should be back sometime this season.
Yeah. Because that's what they were wondering, if she's going to play this year. Because
she was in a boot at Louisville Live and was still in a boot a few games ago. I didn't look last night. Of course, there was I was watching the game with Innocent Biscuit, and there was nonsense happening there. But sure. I didn't pay attention last night to see if she was still in a boot or not. Yeah. But she does have a foot injury. She is expected to play this year.
Okay. That works. Because she reclassed last year, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right? Okay.
And that hasn't changed yet. Yeah. So hopefully we see her on the court this year.
When you say reclassed.
Yeah.
She reclassed last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I think it feels like she's been here longer. Yeah, it's like she just reclassed last year.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Like, you ever going to play? I'm like, well, it's only been a year.
Okay. Last night. You feeling better about the okay, you need to get a good defensive performance. What did you take out of that to say we can build on?
Well, we got probably about two quarters of really good basketball out of this team. And
are you not allowed to say that around here, Steve? Like, two quarters of good basketball. It's like
a segment could actually be a quarter, which the whole game needs to go to four quarters. That's a whole other conversation.
Are you ready for four quarters?
I agree.
I hate that.
I agree with that. It drives me absolutely insane. I don't know why. Men's college basketball is not.
It's the only form of basketball.
It doesn't make
still
any sense.
Is plays two halves.
It's so stupid. I'm 100% with you.
And the fouls. I like how the fouls reset. Like in the women's game and stuff. Like, it's just, it's better.
Is that like a? Okay, so when the college basketball format changes, do you feel like that's like the confession that there are new people in charge now?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Because, I mean, like I said, there's so many advantages to it. That, I mean, and you grow up playing four quarters. Now high school's played, middle school's now played four quarters. Like, you play that way, you reset the fouls, you do everything. It's a different game than what the two halves is. That's why I don't understand that.
I'll probably turn into a hater when they get four quarters.
Yeah.
I'll go grandpa. I'm like, listen, I didn't get all these timeouts. I didn't get all these resets. We had to run.
Hey, just because you suffered through it doesn't mean new generation should have to.
I agree. But I'll still say no, because that kid scored more than me because of the new rules.
Yeah, it's the
only. Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's it.
Yep, period. Quarters, asterisk, boom.
He was able to hit four buzzer beaters.
Right. They start calling him clutch.
I know.
Of course it's clutch when he has four chances.
No, I do think that needs to happen, though. Which, by the way, the 12-team playoff got, while we were talking, the 12-team playoff got approved, so it is going to go to 12 season after next. So Pierce and them being sophomores, it's playoff time.
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm going to playoffs 2 years from now.
All you got to do is win the ACC.
That's it. No, I don't even have to do that now. Just got to lose like one game.
So what do we have to look forward to? I know.
Sounds so defeated.
I know. I didn't mean to drop you into a day like this, too. It's like, you're like we just picked the worst day. You got Nikki. Jesus Christ.
Now Marcus is dying on air.
By the way, when I came in.
That trick.
Yeah.
Nick opens the door for me, and the first thing he says is, "Hey, how are you? Santa was here."
Of course that's what he said.
I've got a childlike sense of wonder.
How are you, Santa was here?
I told Dave last night, you're the most grown-up kid I've ever known.
Thanks.
He's like, I'm Nick the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Moving forward.
I'm going to answer the phone like that MTSU from now on.
MTSU coming up?
Yes. They play in Murfreesboro on Sunday. That is going to be a 5 p.m. tip. And then we've got SIUE on Tuesday. And next Sunday, we are headed down to Lexington.
Right.
Face that team down the road.
Yeah.
And we will have a post-game show for that one.
Hey,
Do you know anything about the MTSU team?
Not much.
You know any roster names or anything?
Do you have people down there?
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure one of my teammates, high school, his daughter plays for MTSU.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Okay, yeah.
Her last name's McCoy.
Are you going?
No. He don't stay for our games.
What do you think he's gonna?
Someone gave me crap yesterday about not going to Murfreesboro this weekend. I was like, I have a 3-month-old.
Listen, don't ever get into the war of excuses.
Perfect, Texter. Texter says there's 2 more years of the 14 playoff. So that's even better. That means the first playoff I'm going to be in 3 years from now. Thank you, Texter.
I envy your ability to look so far down the road.
Probably have a home game.
Don't we open with Georgia next year?
I'm ready for Georgia. That's 5 years down the road. I'm already ready to tailgate for Georgia. I'm going to Athens.
Sir.
I'm going to play for Athens.
Quick commercial break. Midday's commercial break on 939 The Ville.
My winter nights are taken up by static stress and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. In my heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too.
Under the mistletoe. It's pretty good. I like that.
I need to work on y'all's Christmas cookie boxes.
Oh,
please.
I can do that.
Oh, man.
Thought you were going to say you're going to work on his music selection.
I like this. I thought that
he's
was good.
He's being festive.
Yeah.
It's T-Sweezy. That's for Chrissy.
Did you get tickets?
I did.
You did?
Cincinnati, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Those things are like gold.
I did. The tickets that I got are going for... right now on StubHub, like $1,500 a piece.
So,
yeah, I paid $220 for them.
Yep, so.
And they're going for $1,500 a piece.
It's not even a conversation.
Chrissy, do it.
So, my niece turns 14 in a couple weeks.
Now,
ooh, make her buy them.
Big
sell
fan.
Them now.
Big fan. She's never been to a concert.
Are you gonna make?
We
her buy
lied
them?
To her and told her we did not get tickets.
Oh.
And we're surprising her for her birthday.
That's pretty good.
And taking her,
but she doesn't know about them, so it's a surprise.
You're right.
So
she doesn't know about them.
Just saying,
you could still make her just go with a couple strangers.
I did get tickets.
It'd be $3,000.
I was gonna say you could flip that, buy her like a Nintendo Switch, and still have
Jen and John. You're gonna be going with them.
So your sponsor,
congratulations.
It it took me 5 hours.
Gosh.
Luckily, I was working from home that day, so I just had my laptop off to the side while I was waiting in the virtual queue or whatever. So I was just working while it was waiting and bought the tickets when it eventually popped
crazy,
up.
That's crazy, man. Did you
but
hear
I was
about
one
that?
Of the no. lucky ones. Like, I never got kicked out of the queue. My order went through the first time. Like, the government's getting ready to go after Ticketmaster for being a monopoly,
it's like
pretty much.
That
because
bad.
And it wasn't just her. Sucked. I mean, this dates all the way back to Pearl Jam in like 93, 94. Like, this is a very old issue. But they had issues with their verified fan presale. Mm-hmm. It happened with her concert, and then the next day, Tyler Childers actually did his verified fan presale. Mm. Same thing happened.
Wow. Yeah, I would pay.
It was that. Such a big issue with Taylor Swift tickets that they canceled the general presale because they sold out all the tickets during the presale.
Just so you can resell them?
Bots got in. Scalpers got in.
So
it's a big issue. It's a whole thing.
It's like when you go and you try to
keep
buy.
In mind, y'all are educating me.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I got extremely lucky to be able to get these tickets.
It's like, have you ever
how
tried
many
to
do
go
you have again?
Buy
four.
New Jordans.
I got four, and I'm pretty sure I got the last four that were together.
I have no idea.
Paul Brown, well, Paycor, Paul Brown, whatever.
Is that okay? So it's in the stadium.
Yeah, they're all stadiums.
Yeah, yeah.
52 stadiums.
1500 times 4 divided by 5 hours. That's $1,200 an hour.
Yeah, I've done the math.
I left my abacus at home, so it took me a second.
It's crossed my mind, but
that's just
crazy. If I resold them, I would want to sell them to somebody who actually wanted to be there and not resell them for some stupid price. I'm not here to make a profit.
To quote Ted DiBiase, everyone has a price. Like, you, God.
That's so rude, though.
Well, maybe the person...
That makes me just as bad as the scalpers and the bots that got into this presale.
You're not taking advantage. I mean, look, if they're willing to pay that, that means they hopefully have the disposable income.
Some of those tickets are going for like 20 grand a piece.
You know what? You know what's crazy? It's crazy?
Absolutely insane.
Chrissy, if you don't sell at least two of those.
I'm listening to Chrissy.
Yeah.
And I know so many times I am the Chrissy. Of the conversation, like something. Sometimes I say, no, it's not about the money. You know, like, no, I want to do it. And then other people look at me and they say, what the hell do you mean it's not about the money, Marcus? And it's like having Steve get mad. Why don't you do, you know, something like that? And I'm listening to you and I'm like, what? This is a debate. Like,
now I will give the caveat though. Things mean, like, okay, to you,
nothing.
Maybe a Taylor Swift, you're like, oh, man, I'd sell it as an Arby, you know. I understand
that. The problem is, like, there's nobody on the planet. There's never been anybody on the planet, Steve, that's ever existed on the planet.
Okay.
When they do the game, if you could go back in history and meet somebody... There's nobody.
But you don't feel that way till after the concert. When you're on your way back from Cincinnati, you're like, I mean, it was fun.
There's not a historical.
Chrissy's like a major Taylor Swift fan, though. That would be like me and Nick getting like ringside seats to WrestleMania.
They come to Nashville. I'm after those tickets in a few years if they get that stadium built. Also, did you see Sasha Banks at the Celtics game last night? What a queen.
I love her. Me and Charity have a very...
I have a girl crush on Sasha Banks. Let me tell you.
It's very well known between us. She's got a couple, and I've got a couple, where it's like, A, if they ever come after you... You know.
Oh, the hall pass. The hall Sasha pass Banks, list. Everyone has
Bianca
a hall pass
Belair.
List.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's one and one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, well, you know.
It's no secret that I got roped into this whole wrestling thing because my husband is a fan. And my husband and one of my best friends, they're both big fans. Mm. And my friend Justin is a huge Bianca Belair fan. And I started watching to see what she was wearing because he would always talk about her outfit.
It's funny. That's why.
And if you remember last
Guilty.
Year. Yeah, but for very different reasons. I know. Last year, I live tweeted WrestleMania and commented on everybody's outfits. Yeah. And I think I'm going to make that an annual thing.
Well, I'm actually going to be at WrestleMania this year in L.A.
Thanks for the invite.
That's awesome.
You're all welcome.
It's fine. The rest of us don't want to go to L.A.
We're going to Disneyland that week. It's going to be fun. So we got a room at the Hyde House there.
You be careful out in L.A., Steve.
I'm going to. Yeah.
That's not your vibe. Like,
I'm going to see Compton. This right here is... This is where they shot Friday. Right here. It's like, I'm going to be just walking in my fanny pack. Just like, this is where NWA grew up.
Is this where they say... Oh, my God. Is this the Normandy Western?
No, you know what? You'll be A-OK because it's what we talked about in the back. It's the Band of Brothers thing. Like this guy's obviously
Marcus
crazy.
Always says that. Marcus always says that. When it comes to delegation stuff, Marcus is like, he said, the delegation saw just a white dude just confidently walking through the hood, just looking like, it's like, no, he's obviously...
The scariest person ever?
Yeah. Yeah. He's obviously terrifying. Yeah. Look, that'll be me. I'll have a fanny pack.
Yeah. If Steve...
Are you going to have a fanny pack and Crocs on?
Yes. Listen. Videotape me while I rap Dope Man.
We can cut a deal after the show for me to just replace him full time.
Listen, Steve...
It's probably best.
They would run from Steve if they saw a guy in this neighborhood with Crocs and a fanny pack on. They'd say...
there's a bomb in that bag.
Are you going to have your little Disney charms on your Crocs?
Listen. No, it'd be great. I'll have, look, I'm going to wear a blue shirt.
I can't stand you.
With a red hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're like, it's like, yeah. What's the movie with Bruce Willis when he had to stand out on the corner with the sign?
Well, don't ask me because I've never seen any movie. If you ask Biscuit, so
no, yeah. What's up with that? You don't watch movies.
Listen, I'm a very busy person. I'm a very busy person.
I don't watch movies either.
I did start watching more movies on maternity leave.
Yeah, that'd do it.
Dave has been very proud of me.
That'll do it.
Get you back into movies.
Oh, I imagine taking care of the baby.
What else you gonna do?
I was just sitting there. Right. She sleeps a lot. Yeah.
So she poop. She cry.
You just waiting.
She's hungry.
She's happy. Yeah. All right. You enjoy that moment.
Yes, I'll just turn on the flick.
And then they turn four. I don't like kids. Like, I really like my own at this age. I'm like, Elijah's cool. No, you know, he's 13.
And you're saying kids. Fun. Y'all are roommates. Y'all are roommates.
Yeah, no, yeah. Xavier. Yeah. Yeah, like, I pay Xavier rent and I live there during the day.
Y'all have an interesting relationship. Listen, you know why Steve is mostly roommates? Because he's not allowed to really talk on the phone. Like, Steve gets on the phone and, like, clockwork. So I was on the phone with Steve. Steve said, "This baby hasn't said anything to me in hours."
Yeah.
I get on the phone.
Like, he don't even talk to me. He just walked by and look at me. You know what I'm saying? For 2 hours. And I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. And
it's like, your Crocs.
I start, no, listen. He's got Crocs. His light up.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the whole family. Charity has Crocs too, so you can talk to her. Tell her.
Is that going to be your Christmas card photo?
All of us in Crocs and PJs. Little butt flap. It's a little Rudolph.
Close this out, Steve.
Okay.
Have on different shoes when I come back next week.
Fair enough. I'm going to wear something different.
Business casual.
These are rubbing my. I'm going to come in a 3-piece suit. Oh. Very classy. Chrissy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for coming in.
We enjoy you in here.
Thanks,
this is fun, man.
Always 93.9 The Ville, Die Hard. That's what it was. Damn it.
Wait, Die Hard?
Yeah. Long story.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah. No, you're keeping it going.
Well, because we got 20 seconds left of music, so.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
I don't see where that's my issue. Play it out.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.